Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it, rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement, especially when it's nice out. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. I can't believe how fast time is going. Like, even to watch the numbers of the teachings go up, it just blows my mind. And, you know, you got to enjoy those moments. You got to enjoy the times of your life. That's the only thing that we have, really. There's nothing better than to eat and to drink and to make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. Get out there, enjoy your life, enjoy eating, enjoy drinking, spend time with your family, with your friends. I mean, that's all we have outside of learning to build that relationship with God. Start to pray every day. Apply a verse in your mind every day and stick to it. Become closer to that godliness. And once you hit that connection, you'll start to see life in a new, you'll just start to see life for what it is and all of its manifestations and everything that can make it visible. You'll see it. Today I was reading in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "If there be therefore any callings or any summonings in Christ Jesus, if any stimulating force of love, if any fellowship of the Holy Spirit or of that Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy." If you feel that comfort, that stimulating force of love in your life, fulfill ye his joy. "In order that ye may be like-minded," or thinking the same thing, having the same love, "and being of one accord," or unity of life and of love, "and of one mind. Let nothing, not one thing, be done according to strife or works for ambition or vainglory or things empty to glory, but in humility of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." Verse 4, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." He's beseeching them and asking them to just start to look on the things of others. It's not natural for everyone to do. Again, that's what I love about the word. There's a reason why this is in here. If it's not natural for you to look on the things of others and to care about them, start to do it. Start to do it because you have been summoned and you have been called to do so. You are a son of God. You are chosen from amongst everyone, from the foundations of the world. And he only asks a couple things, and he gives us life as a result of it. The things that you have been given in this life is unbelievable. You have a God. You have a company of angels behind you. You have someone who died for you in order that you can live a life full of freedom and not under the condemnation of the law. All that God asks is that you just look on the things of others and follow love. Show them love. If you jump over to verse 9, it says, "Wherefore," and it talks about Jesus Christ having, he humbled himself to the death of the cross. Verse 9, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and gave him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Master, to the glory of God the Father." It's a glory to God when you recognize that Jesus Christ is our Master. And when you talk about that Master, that's what that reverential awe is. When you pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, there is the reverence of Jesus Christ. You're giving reverence to the person who died for you in order that you can live this freedom. Verse 12, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in, as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out or achieve your own salvation or safety or preservation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you," or forms in labor, or forms by labor in you, "both to will," which is the emotional will to do, "and to work of his good pleasure," or his desires. You are to work out your own salvation. It's not about the church. It's not about you going to church and working out this salvation. It's not about some preacher or somebody teaching you or working out the salvation with you. You are to work out your own salvation with God. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit works in you. And what's wild, what blows my mind, is not only does he work in you with labor, he gives you the emotional will to do. The emotional will to strive. It's not only the physical. He cares about you, but you are to work out your own salvation. It's super important because you can't rely on others for this. You can talk to others. You can fellowship with others, but it's between you and God, and everything is naked to God. Everything's naked to God. He sees all of it. It's not about your acts, though. And when you start to realize it's not about your acts, you start to realize it's about your faith. It's about believing. It's about learning to love God. Doing wrong is not, God does not look at that stuff and say, oh, he's doing wrong. He's getting cut off. That's the old administration. Jesus Christ died that you can live free. You can live free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law. You are freed from that. It's about that relationship. Get to know God, and you do that through heeding his advice. And you heeded his advice by putting on a verse. Stick to that verse. Start to believe in that verse and watch what happens in your life. We have a huge God. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Give him that reverence. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. As we sail into the mystic, well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just covering everything that's going on, especially with getting out product. You just kind of cover, just everything so that everybody gets what they want, that it's all blessed, that it goes out on time. I thank you for kind of giving me a way to get through these next couple weeks. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I pray again for my family, for my brother's recovery, that you continually work on that knee and that he's back to 100% soon. And I just thank you for the people that you put in my life. I pray for your believers today, that you take care of them and bless them. And I just ask for a great day. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.